This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is your Times morning briefing for Tuesday, the 23rd of April. The government's Rwanda bill is set to finally become law. That's after hours of wrangling last night between the House of Lords and the House of Commons. For weeks, peers have been pushing back on the scheme, which seeks to deport asylum seekers arriving in the UK via small boats to the African nation and trying to get ministers to make changes to the legislation. But after further rounds of so-called ping-pong saw the bill flip between both houses, both MPs and peers have now agreed to the plan, with Rishi Sunak pledging the first flights will take off in 10 to 12 weeks. Lord Vasey, the Times radio presenter and Conservative peer, thinks this policy is unlikely to be as successful as Rishi Sunak wants.
I don't think he's right. I think he's driven himself into a cul-de-sac on this policy. He's promised too much on the back of this policy. He's promised that it will have a huge impact on stopping the boats. I think he's put a lot of constitutional principles at quite serious risk. But I think people forget about the kind of psychology of government. These things have their own momentum. It becomes almost totemic, almost by accident. And I think that's the position Rishi Sunak's got himself in.
Meanwhile, Rishi Sunak is heading to Poland today, where he's set to announce the biggest military aid package to Ukraine so far in its war against Russia. Worth £500 million, it'll include 400 vehicles, 60 boats, 1,600 strike and air defence missiles, and 4 million rounds of ammunition. The announcement takes the UK to £3 billion worth of military aid to Ukraine this financial year. Donald Trump's historic trial is underway, and a prosecutor's accused the former president of orchestrating a criminal scheme to corrupt the 2016 presidential election. Trump's defense says there's nothing wrong with interference. Speaking outside court, he told media the trial's in coordination with Washington and done for the purposes of hurting the opponent of the worst president in the history of our country. Trump's accused of falsifying internal business records as part of an alleged scheme to bury stories that he thought might hurt his presidential campaign in 2016. David Charter is the assistant US editor of The Times and told Times Radio it's putting a dent in Trump's efforts to campaign for the 2024 election.
He's restricted in what he can do because he is required to be in this New York courtroom in Manhattan. And it's said that it could go on for 2 months. Which is really an extraordinary chunk of time. So it really is time to start campaigning. And Biden is campaigning. Biden spent 3 days in Pennsylvania last week ahead of the Pennsylvania primaries, which are tomorrow night.
The Ministry of Defense has said it's ready to agree to a settlement with hundreds of veterans over an anti-malaria drug that caused suicides. Hundreds of army vets had sued the MOD over the effects of Larium, which has been linked to hallucinations and brain damage. For more stories like this, listen to Times Radio throughout the day.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal, to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.